Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Raven Podcast with your hosts Michelle Ampillo and Mandy M. Roth, where they'll talk a little about everything and a lot about nothing.
Hi, and welcome back to the Raven Radio. I am Michelle Pillo, and with me is Mandy Roth.
Hello. We've got some special guests today we're really excited about. We've got co-founders of the Hussies. And while everyone's taking a deep, shocked breath, they can explain more about them than get here. We'll have Sally Painter and Sienna Stone on, and we're really excited about that. And I think one of them may actually be on the line now. I'm not sure which, and if it's neither, well, hey, excitement too.
This is Sally. I'm here.
Oh, hi, Sally. Yeah,
hey.
We're waiting for Sienna to call in too. She's not popped her head in here yet, or I hung up on her. One or the other. I'm not sure.
Well, I know she's going to be here.
Okay.
You know, she's working, so maybe she's got tied up a little bit.
Oh, sure, sure. Letting that get in the way. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us. We're excited to have you here.
Well, thank you. It's
last week's guest was talking about you, and she, you know, said really positive things. Melissa Alvarez.
Oh, yeah. Melissa's a good friend.
Yep.
She's a great
psychic. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Well, before we get started, I should give in the listener's call-in number if you'd like to talk to Sally or in Sienna when she gets here, ask about the Hussies, their books, or just say hi. Listeners can call in at 646-595-3998. It is a New York number, and long-distance charges do apply if you call the number. For more information on using your computer to call in during the live show, you can visit ravenhappyhour.com. Or you can email us directly at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com.
Yeah, and we have a live chat going on as well. If you come over to the, just follow the prompts on our site. We'll get you here, we promise. you'll find a live chat session going on. You can also post your questions in there. We'd be happy to ask the, you know, ladies while we have them on here. Hopefully they'll answer. You know, we've got some power here. We can send some people over. Knock them out. No, I'm just kidding. anyways, I guess we'll go ahead and start with you, Sally. You want to tell us a little bit about yourself and a little bit about the Hussies?
Okay, I write for Laura's Cave, and mostly paranormal, some futuristic, and I'm going to be writing a new series about gargoyles. I've written about 3 books so far on gargoyles, and currently I have a release coming out in January, Divided Love, Queen of Cups, Tarot, the Torah Tarot that EC is publishing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another one coming out in March the 7th, which is titled Sexed Up. It's a futuristic where all the men in the world are dead.
Oh. Well, we're going to get to that later on
in the
show.
Well, that's kind of a dismal future.
Yeah.
Now, you would think it would be.
Sienna, are you on the line?
I am.
Hi,
Sienna. Welcome to the Raven.
She made it in. That pesky work anyway.
Did Amanda hang up on you?
No, well, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself and the Hussies, if you would, please.
Who, me?
Yes.
Okay. I'm Sienna.
Oh,
you had your turn. Oh, okay.
Sure.
Well, I may repeat something then. I'm Sienna. I write for Laura's K. I'm a sister Hussie. Hussies are Hussies rule. Okay, now that I've said that, Hussies are a group of writers who write in multi-genres. They're very sassy, independent, strong women who are not afraid to go after what they want and have a good time doing it. What else can I say?
Who else is a member of the Hussies? It's an author group.
Yes, it is. It's
Sahar Kelly.
Mm-hmm. Natalie Gray. Go ahead, Sal.
Mary Winter.
Nicole Austin. And
Wesley Harden.
There we go.
See, we took turns.
Now, what do the Hussies do in that? Do you guys get together and do chats? Do you do books together?
Actually, yes, we do chats. We have a new series that's coming out from Laura's Cave. The first book releases December 14th. And we have a newsletter. We have... What else do we have, Sally? Oh, we'll soon have
a radio show.
Yeah.
Which we're very excited about.
Yeah.
We come over and crash and say hi.
You'll have to come over to Hussie Tom.
Yes,
absolutely.
Let you out to play.
Yeah, I've already talked to Mandy about them coming over and being on the show.
Oh, heck
okay,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It never hurts to have a little added pressure.
Yeah. Public acknowledgement, too, right? Just for us and a few 20,000 of our closest friends.
Sure.
Now, we do have a guest in the chat who'd like to know what prompted the two of you to start the Hussies.
Go for it, Sally.
Oh, you're going to dump that one on to me.
Oh, yeah. We originally
started out. I asked a friend of mine if she knew any authors who would like to come together and do a blog. That's all I wanted to do was a blog. And that was Susie Charles. And she suggested a couple of people, and we formed originally the Hunks and Huzzies group. And then because Susie and Denise were over in Australia and their times weren't working out and they had other things going on in their lives, we kind of ended up with just Sienna and me, and there we were. So we were the Huzzies. We shortened it to the Huzzies.
I'm seeing a pattern with the excluding of men here.
Not really, because we have official Hunks.
Yes. Tell us a little about your official Hunks. We'd love to hear
that. I'll let C do that. She's in charge of the Hunks.
Our men, we love them. They thrill us, delight us, inspire us, tempt us.
Now, more importantly, where do you keep them? And I'm going to need specific directions.
Yes, we're going to need an address. Yeah.
Lock and key. You have to have a password.
Okay, then I'm going to need the key, too.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to talk off the air about that.
Yeah. That's definitely an off the air subject.
Okay, now, do you have an official hunk, or do you have official hunks? Is this plural?
We have...
Oh, well, I want to hear about him. Who are they?
Well, let's see. We have a wonderful actor named Christian Boving,
mm-hmm.
who has had his own fitness show on ESPN. He is the most photographed fitness model in the world. He's tall, dark, and handsome, baby.
I'll take two. Okay.
Sorry, I got a little bit. Okay, got a little excited about that. But anyway,
I have a little drool right now, so that's okay.
Christian's a fabulous
guy. Get her a call.
And he does have the sexiest voice in the world.
Oh, well, we're going to have to get him to call in sometime, too, aren't we? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, having him on that. I mean, sorry, no. I turn into a mindless puddle of goo when he talks.
They just try to peel me off them. They're like, ladies, stop petting me.
Exactly. Let's see. We have Christian Letelier. He is an actor. He was once a Chippendales dancer. He's been a model.
Ooh.
He is from, where is he? Somewhere in South America. Anyway, he's
yes,
fabulous.
Virginia, there is a Sienna. Okay.
Yes.
Who else?
Let's see, we have George. Okay, I can't pronounce George's last name. His name's Big George. He's a Greek guy. He is huge.
I mean, Greek architecture.
Yes, he's our best Greek architecture.
Okay.
Yeah, and he's a competitive bodybuilder, but he's not one of those competitive bodybuilders that all his veins stick out, because that gives me the creeping willies.
Yeah.
George is very fine. We have Scott Fleshner. He is an actor, a bodybuilder, and Scott's a little younger. He's one of the young guys. You know, every now and then we let some of those young men into play.
Okay, I would like to let my husband know if you're listening. I'd like that one for Christmas, honey. Thanks. Okay.
We actually have a poster we could send you. Of him in the shower.
Just don't cut it. I'm sorry. You know, nothing like the real thing, baby.
Cook, cook, ka-chew. I feel like Mrs. Robinson.
Okay. Ooh. But I see. Is that all our hunks? I think that's... Oh, no. And we have Jay Tavari.
I love him. I loved him in The Missing. I've got much lust for that man.
Yeah.
And he has the cutest dogs. Have you ever seen the dogs? Pictures?
Oh, yeah, the Samoyed?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's very much into the Samoyed rescues.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very much into a lot of charities, especially the Elders Program on the Navajo Reservation.
Yeah, I did. I found the Adopt a Native through.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have to sometime tell the readers about that and the listeners about that, because that's a great program.
It really is, and it's my one charity of the year. Besides me, you know, charity does begin at home.
Oh my
okay,
gosh, yeah.
That was a hussy moment.
So whenever the photographing of him takes place, can I please come over?
Again, you have to take a number and have to have a password.
Yeah, but I'm like an hour away, so it should count for something.
We'll work you in.
Yeah, thank you. Pencil me.
Definitely. You'll get some VIP treatment.
You're going to look out tonight and see Mandy's face pressed against your window.
Licking the glass.
I'm in charge of tickets, so you got one.
Yeah. So that's okay. I'm going to sit here
with tell
like
her
my...
that. I'm telling you, she will be there tonight.
I'm going to have all my Into the Desk, or Into the West, excuse me, tongue-tied there, disc going, watching, freeze-framing him.
Yeah, you don't worry unless she comes with suitcases.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll get your costume. How's that?
Okay, well, I guess we're going to go ahead and we're going to start with...
Well, I did have a question. You mentioned that the Hussies have their first book coming out in December.
Mm-hmm.
What is it, and who's it by?
It's the
It's mine. It's called All in Time.
And which one? Who's talking now?
This is Sienna.
Okay, sorry.
You can't tell us apart, can you?
No, you guys both have that slight accent.
Slight?
Slight. Well, now, see, I know J.C. Clark, who was on here before. So everybody's slight next to her.
We have very strong southern accents, I think.
Well, we could try harder to not be slight, y'all.
Or we could have even more defined accents.
I have to tell you this. I called a friend of mine who actually, you know, she's from down there, and I was writing a character like that, and I wanted to put the y'all in the right spot, and I'm giving her all these things that I have, and she is laughing hysterically, like, please, little northerner, stop trying. But, you know, it was a valid effort on my part, so I was just like, okay, he's Scottish now, so I just changed it.
No more y'all, Dan. Okay, well, yeah.
It's a fine art. What can we say?
Well, before we start with Sienna, I had another question, and I don't think that we touched on this. The series that you guys are going to be doing as a Hussy unit in that, are the stories tied together?
They are.
Okay.
The central figure, Danu, who is the mystic who started it all, which I'm writing her story called She Made Me, and she did. And I don't feel any pressure at all. Please.
No, none.
None whatsoever. But she created the Hussy Warrior Hunters, which is a group of women who go out and they're charged with these men. Each of them has a man that they have to go and assist. Either he's gotten off his path or he needs some actual, you know, warrior fighting assistance or whatever, because these men are significant to history. And if they don't do what they need to do, then, you know, all hell's going to break loose.
Excellent. Tough
cake. I got a little sneak preview at kind of the series.
Yeah.
And I have to say it's very interesting.
It is.
I love it.
It is, definitely.
Thank you. Well, Sue's book is really good. Let her tell you about that, because it's the very first one that's going to be coming out, and it's really a good book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. I think from this point for a little bit here, I'm going to toss the ball to Michelle. She's going to take over. And,
tell us about it.
She's going to grill you. Good luck.
Well, we'll go ahead and start with Sienna, and then we'll get to Sally's books here in a second. First of all, listeners, if you're out there, you can call in to ask questions at 646-595-3998, or just log in and you can ask questions through the chat. Mandy will be watching that because I always forget. First, Sienna.
Speaking
we'll start
of which,
with the...
Susan's waving to everyone from in the chat room.
Hi, Susan.
Susan is. Hello, Susan.
Yeah.
I keep expecting her to answer back and say, oh, chat, yeah. Sienna, we'll start with the basics. Do you have a website?
Yes.
And, well, do the Hussies have a website, too? We should probably give that address out.
Yes, the Hussies are at www.thehussies.us.
Okay. And your personal website?
It's sianastone.com.
And that's C-I-N... Wait, I'm going to spell it wrong. I know that. I can't spell my way out of a paper bag, and I'm damn proud of it. Okay,
C-I-A-N-A Stone.
There we go.
Now, Sandy, you have a new book out in the Hot in the Saddle series. You want to tell us a little bit about that? But concentrate on the cowboys.
Concentrate on the cowboys.
I mean, oh, the book. No, tell me about the book.
The book.
Did you say book or butt? I couldn't hear.
my
translate it however you want.
It's the chat.
Let's see. Scout and Cole. And let's talk about Cole because he's the most interesting part of the book. He's big. He's muscular. He's handsome. He's passionate. What more do you need to know?
Well, what is it that attracted you to cowboys?
Oh, God. Well, you know, I've been around cowboys all my life. It's kind of my thing, where everybody else was playing with dolls. Yep. I was following the cowboys, baby. not really. That's my thing. And I like cowboys because they're down-to-earth people. They're like honorable, the most honorable man. They've always got your back. They help you when you're down on your luck, give you the shirt off their back, and that is a good thing. And they're really honest people, even when the honesty hurts.
And
they look really good in boots. I'm sorry. I had to add. And really, they don't, clothing's optional beyond that point. But, okay, go ahead.
And the way they sit a saddle is important.
I was waiting for that one. I was just holding my breath. Okay.
Is that how you pick?
Exactly. He's like, okay, saddle up, baby. Now let's see.
So go gallop around for a second. I'll let you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, is Scout and Cole a paranormal, a straight contemporary?
It's a paranormal. As it turns out, poor Scout is a shapeshifter, which she discovers in the book, and which gives Cole a few moments of discomfort. Well, somebody shapeshifts to a cat while you're having a moment.
So Cole is not supernatural? Or is that giving it away?
No, he's not. He's, well, no.
Just shout out spoiler if we ask you something you can't tell us.
Oh, I can tell you. Go ahead. Cole's a regular guy. He's actually a ranger in the high country in Colorado because he likes the peace and quiet and never expects to get involved with a woman who works as a tracker.
What does she track?
Tracks animals.
Wild animals or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's a outdoorsy kind of gal.
Interesting.
I don't do talking about my books very well.
That's okay, because we do just grilling you about it. We're just going to keep going until you spill it all, because we're excited.
What inspired you to write shapeshifters, or in the paranormal elements?
Well, I had used, in my Hunt and Saddle series, I had used previously the women had been witches. And I was getting a little tired of doing the witch thing, and there were some stories that my grandfather had told me when I was very young about skinwalkers. And I thought it would be interesting to do something in the Native American realm and use skinwalkers in the book, so I turned Scout into one.
Interesting. And, have you ever had a paranormal, you say you got that from your grandfather?
Mm-hmm.
And, in your family, do you ever have any paranormal experiences? Since this is The Raven and we do talk paranormal all the time.
Yeah, we're all about the creepy weird.
Yeah.
No, I have absolutely no paranormal in my life. That's why I hang out with Spooky Sally.
That's so not true.
I'm serious. When your best friend's a psychic, nope, there is not a thing paranormal happening around.
I feel
here.
Michelle nodding over there like she totally understands.
I think that counts. No, you're just scary, Mandy. There's a difference. There's the paranormal, which is cool, and then there's you, which, you're just kind of scared for your life. Please take the pin out of the voodoo doll now.
My voodoo doll is actually on the shelf next to me. You're safe.
Great. So as long as you don't stand up, I'm good, right?
I'm not kidding. Another author friend, J.C. Burton, bought one in New Orleans for me, and she sent it to me thinking of me.
Thinking you would want one?
She's like, I thought of you when I saw the voodoo doll. It's just so you.
I'm not going to tell you what's on the spell on it.
Yeah. Every time I jab it, my husband keels over.
Do you find yourself doing crazy things, like lifting arms that shouldn't be lifted?
Using the scissors, chopping the head. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, everyone out there, if you want to call in, it's 646-595-3998. We have, they're here for the whole entire hour, so definitely call in or hop on the chat and ask your questions to them. And one question popping up here, which we'll ask Santa now, and then we'll ask Sally in a little bit, is what's your number one thing on your Christmas wish list? This is from a reader in the chat room. It just says guest 104, so I just go with reader in the chat room.
That on the air, hon.
I would love a new lasso.
Lasso.
Well,
of a person.
No, if you're going to rope, you've got to have a lasso.
I want you to put a bow on Jay and send him to me. Thanks. Okay.
If I get a bow on Jay, I'm not sending him anywhere.
Hell, I'll take pictures even. I'm not that greedy. Okay, now. Ooh, sorry, it's getting hot in here. I need to fan myself. Okay. All right, Sally, hot seat time. Are you ready?
Okay.
Did you hear the pregnant pause?
So sure.
She thought about hanging up on me. You know she did. Well, real quick, before we go any further, we have a caller on, and I don't want to make him wait too long with
you. Oh, good.
More charged than that. Hi, welcome to The Raven. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Melissa Alvarez. How are you guys?
Hi Melissa.
You knew I was going to call, right?
Hey.
I have a question for Sally. Well, really not a question, but I want Sally to tell everybody about the contest that she's running because it's very significant.
Ooh. Oh. Hot seat,
hot seat.
Top of this.
Well, yes. Hot seat, there you go.
Yeah, well. You really want me to answer that? Okay.
Yes, I do.
Okay. No, I'm giving away two readings because, again, I was forced to. No, Melissa has encouraged me to do public readings, something I've avoided for a very long time.
No, we should probably specify what kind of readings, so I'm not sure.
Two psychic readings.
Okay, yeah.
No medical questions at all, please. I'm not a doctor. But they can enter on by going to my website, and I'll be awarding those on December the 21st, which is my husband's birthday.
What's that website address, do they know?
SallyPainter.com.
Okay.
And I will put these up, the website addresses in the chat room.
Yeah, we'll stick those up there for us. Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, too, that everybody should enter because she's very accurate. So she does readings for me quite a bit. And whoever wins these are in for a treat. So.
Excellent.
Well, thank you. Melissa knows I'm very uncomfortable doing this.
Yeah, that's why I called you, so I could get you more used to this.
Oh, yeah, they'll be, but you know what? Just picture the audience naked. That's what they always say, right? Wait, now it's getting hot in here again.
Yeah.
Damn it. No, but thank you for calling.
Hey, why did everybody suddenly run away?
Yeah, everybody just hung up and ran. We actually have another caller on the line, too.
Goodbye, guys. Have a great
Melissa.
Show.
Bye, Melissa. Bye, Melissa. Thanks for calling. See you next week, hon.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and I think I can. Hot? Oh, no, I swear to God, I muted him. I'm sorry. Hi, welcome to The Raven. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Is this Mandy?
No, it's Michelle, we're going to say, since I screwed up
on
air.
No, no, no. Yeah, it is Mandy. Mandy is in charge of hanging up on people.
Oh, good for her. This is the world-famous J.C. Wilder.
Oh!
Hey, J.C.
Hey, you.
How are you guys?
Good, darling.
We're good. How are you?
Oh, all is well. I just happened to see your radio show announcement on the cafe. And I was just like, this is too fun.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to get you on here one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
And put you in the hot seat.
Yeah.
Could it be like R-rated, though?
Oh, we are. We mark it explicit just because I'm here and I have one of those mouths.
Yeah,
just
we can't rein Mandy in. It's
okay. Well, I feel better then.
Now, did you have a question at all for the for Sienna or Sally? I always say Sienna's name wrong. I'm so sorry. It's because I have a best friend growing up whose name's Sienna, and I'm sorry.
How do you say her name?
However you want to.
Hi, darling. I just can't say
how
I do.
Can you be in a private chat? I mean, we can hang up and come back later.
Yeah, well, you know.
Just you and 20,000 people.
No, we'll save that for more private time. Thank you.
Really? We'll be in the room later. We'll chat.
We
I just called to say hi to y'all. Love your work.
Oh, thank you so much. We're keeping her. Look at that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're definitely coming back now. We've got our hooks into you. We know you have a phone and that you can call.
Yes. Now you're screwed.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks
for coming in, JC.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
Bye. Okay. That's great. She's funny. She's a blast. Sally,
I want to hear a little bit about Sally's book.
I do. I want to hear about the Divided Love one with the Torrid Tarot, because I got to say, the books coming out of that series have been phenomenal. I've having a lot of fun reading.
Yeah, I'm excited about the Tarot series. I can't wait to get my own card deck too.
Now, you did what? Queen of Cups? Is that what you did?
I did.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about the book itself, and then we'll get into some more questions about it?
Okay. It's about Reese Waters. Mm-hmm. She's Queen of Cups, which is an underground kingdom, and she just all of a sudden abdicates to live on land. And no one, you know, not even the two people that are closest to her, know the real reason was to save her kingdom from a deadly enemy. So it's a year later, and she has been planning all along to reclaim her throne. But the problem is she's been out of water too long, and she is finding herself being the victim of a royal curse in which she divides into two people. And it's called the Curse of the Empty Throne. So she's forced to face emotions that she's been suppressing, which is mostly how she feels about Captain of her Royal Guard, Arthur Finn. And when she does divide, she divides into two distinct personalities, and one is a really hot-blooded twin that decides, well, it's time to explore all those sexual longings that she has for Arthur. So that's pretty much what it's about.
This sounds really good, I have to say. I'm sitting here, and I got as far as Captain of the Royal Guards, and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm reading that. It didn't take much to grab me. And we should probably tell everyone again, if you want to ask Sally any questions or Santa, it's 646-595-3998, or you can pop into the chat room and ask there.
We do have a guest, guest 97 in the chat room, wants to ask both authors, what was your first book and what inspired you to write them? We're trying to keep up on the questions so we don't have anybody thinking we're ignoring
them. I'm sorry I didn't see that. My chat has frozen, so I'm sorry. I'm going to refresh that.
Go, Sally.
Okay, as far as my first Dolores Cave book, erotic
book. It just says, what was your first book?
Well, the very
what
first
inspired
book
you to write?
A historical book, and it was just regular romance by a now-defunct publisher. And I only think the book's available. So I was a big historical writer of antebellum South, go figure. But I started writing erotic romance in 2004. I made my first submission when I broke my leg, and it was a really severe break in five places. So my husband actually had a hospital bed brought home for me, and I was kind of immobile for about 6 weeks. And I had a cast for about 10 months, so I had plenty of time to write a book.
What inspired you to switch to erotic romance from,
One of my friends had gone to RT and had run across Laura's Cave books and came back and told me, hey, this is what you need to be writing. This is, you know, you can finally take the gloves off and write what you've been trying to write all along. So that's pretty much why I did it, with her encouraging. You see a pattern here? Friends always encourage me to do something.
Well, that's what friends are for.
In other words, we tie her up.
I'm sorry?
That's in other words, we tie you up and force you to do things.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much it. I guess maybe the vampire, I just love vampires, and so my first book was vampires.
Excellent.
That's pretty much it.
And Sienna, what about you?
My first book was Mind Game,
mm-hmm.
and I did not think about publishing anything until, what year was that, 2006? And I was busy doing other things, but I just kind of fell into it the way I do most things in life, and found out it was really fun, so I just kept doing it.
Yeah, I'm still sitting over here kind of jonesing about the, you know, the Royal Guard guy.
Yeah, Mandy's off shopping.
Fixated, yeah. Now, I'd like to ask Sally a question about the Queen of Cups. What made her pick that card?
Mm-hmm.
And then have the woman divide into two.
Okay. the Queen of Cups, anytime I've had my cards read, and anytime I've even read my own cards, she always turns up as my signifier, always. It's just, I mean, I don't care what deck of cards, it's just like she's everywhere. So when EC announced that they were going to do the Tarot series, I was like, oh, well, I have to do that. It was just a no-brainer. The dividing in two, I use that in my gargoyle world, where the gargoyle divides in two in order to mate with a human. So I'm sort of in the split personality phase, I guess. If I were, you know, painting, that's what they would say. But I thought it's a good way to examine how people are torn emotionally with things, and I just find it a lot of fun to pit them against themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay, notice that you don't have any series. Are you ever going to have any series?
Well, we're doing the Hussy series. That's my
right,
first.
Right.
I did just recently turn in a book to my editor, which is the first gargoyle book of a series that I'm proposing. I've had several readers ever since All I Need, my first vampire that came out, asking me when the series was going to come out. So I'm going to go back and pick that up, and I'm writing the first book, and that is about halfway finished. So I'll have two series, hopefully in 2008.
Oh, exciting. And this was, you said, gargoyles and vampire, or?
Correct.
Okay.
Two separate series.
I want to make sure, because I'm like a paranormal junkie. I know that's a shock.
Oh.
Pick your jaws up. I know.
Me too.
Yeah. Now, okay, have you had any paranormal experiences?
Yeah.
Do you want to share them, or?
I'm sorry?
Would you like to share them?
Yeah, it's been a difficult thing for me to come out of the closet. I started those two groups that Melissa had talked about on your show. Mm-hmm. As
can you go ahead and tell us about them again so that the readers this week hear them?
The two groups that she runs, one is a paranormal workshop and one is a paranormal discussion group. And those were mostly to get me out of the closet, because I felt like it was time to share what I had gone through. That I felt like there had to be other people, you know, who had gone through the same things that I had gone through and had nobody to talk to about. My first experience I talked about on Melissa's show, actually, was where I was about picked up a rabid bat and this voice just boomed out of nowhere, "Don't touch that." That was probably the most significant one that I remember.
Yeah, that would get me.
Yeah. And so I ignored it like a kid does, and I went to pick it up again and the voice boomed again. I said, "Don't touch that. Go get your grandfather." And I was like, okay. So when I got my grandfather, you know, he like turned white as a sheet and dropped a rock on it and asked me, "Do you know what that was?" I'm like, "No." He said, "Well, that was a rabid bat. If you didn't know what it was, how'd you know to come get me?" But by then I knew, I don't tell anybody anything.
Yeah.
And I said, "Oh, no." So that was pretty much my first one. I lived in a house for 12 years that had all kinds of entities, which later was surmised that it was built, the house itself was built over some kind of a, you know, a vortex or an opening, a gateway.
Ooh. Now, did you have...
That,
was it, you know, what people talk about, the friendly things that are around and don't really bother you, or was this kind of, you know, kind of severe?
It was a mix, but there were a lot. I eventually tagged the house as the demon house. It was a horrific experience.
And how long did you live there for?
12 years.
Oh, look at you. You need a damn medal. I'd have been like, thanks, guys, I'm going. Second day.
Well, you know, when you live in a place like that and nobody else validates what's going on with you, even the person you're married to at the time is just in denial, there's not a whole lot you can do.
Right. Well, it is. It's such an easy thing for people to dismiss and try to explain away what they don't understand.
Believe me, I try, too. But, you know, when you're pushed down steps and you have doors locked behind you and you're thrown out of your bed, and you can't deny it, but just so long.
Yeah. Ooh, gee, I'm
so it took me a long time to even talk about it, because I was afraid if I talked about it, it would, you know, be like a flag to them. Hey, here she is.
Yeah, give it power, you know, acknowledge
exactly.
It, give it power, yeah. Now,
exactly.
How did you just move away finally and give up on it, or were you able to?
I divorced eventually and got to move away, but that wasn't the reason I divorced. But
yeah.
No, it was just a matter of dealing. Mm-hmm. I call it my boot camp.
And I don't mean to interrupt because it's really interesting. We have a caller on the line, and I don't want to
leave
too long. Hopefully I won't hang up on them. Hi, welcome to the Raven. What's your name and where are you calling from? Hello?
Oh, God, you're probably talking to me.
I shouldn't have mentioned it. Now they're calling me.
Yeah. What's your name and where are you calling from?
No, actually, it's me. You see, my other phone cut off, so I had to
get my
phone. It did that Sally and I on the same landline together energy spike thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is you.
See, it's not a demon.
You know what? I need to start writing the guest numbers down so I recognize them on the board, and I know right away who it is.
Okay, well,
don't
that's
do
what...
that again.
Well, welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Sally, well, quit with the funky mojo and quit knocking her off, okay?
Okay.
Bye. Now, okay, you were talking about, you know, you moved out of there and that. Now, you had a three-year paranormal project that you invited people into.
Yeah,
can you tell us a little about that?
It was amazing. After I ended that relationship and I moved on, my guides moved with me, which was nice, and all these opportunities started opening up for me. My cousin worked with a doctor who was doing a privately funded type research into past lives.
Mm-hmm.
He said, do you know anybody who would be a good regression candidate? And he said, yeah, as a matter of fact, I do. And so he called me, and I was a little, again, here's, you know, somebody else opening a door for me to go in a certain direction. And I was a little timid about it, but I was very intrigued and very curious about the possible adventure of doing this. And so I did it. And it was a three-year-long process, and it was probably the most incredible time and experience I've had in my life. It really was.
Sounds very interesting. We're going to have
all
to be
all
back
of my
on to just kind of talk about
ideas, about how the world was and what reality was just totally was destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
To where I, the more I learned, the more I knew I do not know.
Yeah, that's very interesting. We're definitely, Michelle, make note because I don't have paper around.
Yeah.
I'm like Captain Kirk swiveling in the chair with eight computers. None of which I can type anything on at the moment. Go figure. Somebody who's listening out there, jot that down and email it to me later. Now,
I don't think we'll forget.
You do the readings and all that. And now do you do like past life things or do you do future? How does this work for you?
Well, I was trained, you know, in hypnosis during that three-year time, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so I used to do past life regressions. I don't do that anymore. But the readings, I've always done readings for family and friends. It's just that Melissa has encouraged me to take it to the public because she feels like, you know, it would be a big service to other people. I have a little bit, you know, I'm a little concerned because it's a big responsibility. It's a huge responsibility. It's not something I'm going into lightly.
Right.
But I will do readings on people for whatever information they want. I've never done it on demand, and that's what makes me a little nervous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know how to pull it up on demand. Because typically when I'm talking to somebody, I start getting impressions, and I just start telling them.
Yeah. Oh, see, I don't even want – you know what, Michelle, are you afraid of what she sees for us? We're just going to skim right over that. Hey, about those past life things. Did you find out anything interesting about yourself? Have you yourself had past life things?
Or? Oh, yeah. I found hundreds and hundreds of past lives. But one of the things was me being killed in several. In fact, the doctor at one point said, would you have any just normal past lives? And I said, well, obviously not.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
We've got Melissa Alvarez blowing up the chat board here.
She
first
is.
She's out.
She's awesome.
Sienna's second job, and now she's asking for us to make Sally do a reading.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Do you want me to ignore your friend?
Okay, we'll whip you right into shape. On demand, RS. Here we go.
Do you want us to ignore Melissa, or should we just can't?
Don't change my name to TiVo.
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
To clarify.
Yeah, Melissa wasn't making. She was just asking if you did want to do
it. Hey, I put my own spin on it.
Yeah, Michelle did her own thing there. Sorry about that. We have to, you know, bring it down a notch. So you don't have to if you don't want to, but yeah.
What would I do a reading on?
I'll volunteer myself. There you go. So you don't even have to. There's no pressure.
I was going
to
say, let's call Melissa. Let's make Melissa call in and do her.
Okay. I've read Melissa before. That would be comfortable.
All right. Melissa?
No, Melissa, I'm just teasing you if you're out there. I think
little
you're
devil you
call. Oh, my gosh.
She's so mischievous.
She is.
So Melissa,
is that okay? I think she's going to call in a second here. Well, and then if I don't hang up on her, all will go well.
Okay.
Okay, Melissa says she's calling back. We did have a question that we can talk about while we're waiting. Guest 95 asked, can you give a little bit of information about the first Hussey book and maybe read the blurb for it? Do one of you have that handy?
The blurb for the Husseys?
Yeah, the first Hussey book.
Oh,
that computer's slow. I can get the. So
you can paraphrase. We're good.
Yeah. Paraphrasing's fine.
Who's good at it?
Who's good at it?
You are.
Me good at what?
Tell him what the Hussey series is about.
I think they wanted the first book.
I just did Any Meeny Miny Moe, and I landed on C, so she's got to tell us.
Oh, great. Okay. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Okay, well, let's see. The Hussey series. I think Sally told you a little bit about Donna and her role in it. So the first book is about a girl named Sarah who is a graphic artist, a struggling graphic artist. She'd been abandoned as an infant, and she possesses an unusual ability, which is she goes into a sort of trance state and she draws stuff on her computer. And if these things turn out to be either something that's happened in the past or something that will happen in the future. So she is chosen by Danu to help save a man who's going to be important to the history of this country. And that brings her face to face with someone she's idolized for years. He's a photographer. And as it turns out, he's got demons in his past that he needs to be saved from, along with saving his life in a assassination attempt on a presidential candidate. And that's what it's about.
And it is a great book. I got to read it, of course, and I just love that book.
I'll be waiting for it in my inbox because I want to confirm.
We are now open for bribing.
Yeah. We also have chocolates. And
I have tickets. I can give you tickets.
I should say that guest 95 who asked that was Hussey Robin S.
Yes.
She just posted. Thank you, Robin, for letting us know.
Thank you.
Robin? It was Robin who
Robin.
Asked. And I think we might have Melissa back on the phone. Melissa, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm here. And now I have to buy C's book because that was amazing.
Yeah, wasn't it? I'm excited about these.
That sounds great. So okay. That's on my to-be-bought list.
Aw, you so sweet.
Sally,
no,
you are on, darling. Go ahead.
Okay. Melissa, what's your question?
What should I do with the cards that, you know, I have these cards that people were interested in, and I'm looking to see if you see anything around these cards that I should pursue.
Okay. This is going to sound weird.
Okay, go ahead.
The first thing I picked up was Trademark, and I'm like, okay, we already know about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the next thing I heard was a trade show.
Okay.
And that the answer that you seek is going to be at a trade show.
Okay, that makes perfect sense, too. Because I didn't tell you about the trade show that's in January that I was thinking of going to.
You didn't?
No.
See, and it's all about, see, I'm very comfortable in reading you because I trust the information I get.
Right.
My that trust factor is the thing I have to work on.
Yeah. But it'll come. You just, what do you always tell me about fear?
Yeah.
You just got to push it away.
Yep.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Melissa.
Thanks for calling back, Melissa.
Being her guinea pig, thank you.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Thanks, Sally. Thanks, bye.
All right, we have another caller on the line.
Oh, good.
Thanks for calling the Raven. Who is this and where are you calling from? Hello?
Bueller? What did you do, Mandy?
I broke it.
They found me.
Hi. Are you there now?
Hi. Y'all there?
Yes. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Susan Moore, and I am calling from South Carolina.
Ooh.
Hey, Susan.
Hi, Sally and Sienna.
Hi, Susan. It's good to hear your voice.
I know. That's why I thought, I've got to call them.
I know. Another little Carolina gal in the house.
Oh, yes.
All right. I can't believe we're actually talking with you.
I know. And it's a shame. We just live right around the corner almost.
Yeah. I know. So are you playing hooky today?
Yeah, I'm actually off work. I've got a birthday coming up, so I took a few days off.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Ooh, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. So what do you want for your birthday? Besides Jay Tavari, like Mandy, I mean, you know, he's we're spreading him thin.
Oh, yeah.
I bet he can handle it.
Oh. No, this is great. This is a birthday treat for me, getting to talk to y'all.
Oh, that's
it's
sweet.
Treat for us.
Yeah. And now I can't wait until April and I get to actually see y'all.
Are you going to RT?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to RT.
Okay, that's everyone who's listening.
Yay.
That's
going to be fun.
Is it around the 16th this year? Do you guys remember?
It's 16th through the 20th, yeah.
Okay. And that's in Pittsburgh.
I'll actually be driving up with Jackie Frank.
Oh, well, she's going to be on our show in a couple weeks. We're really excited.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
Jackie's
cool.
Great.
Yeah, she lives right very close to me, too, and so we've been hanging out a little bit.
Huh. Cool.
So, yeah.
Michelle doesn't come close to me and hang out anymore. I don't feel loved.
Yeah, I'm trying to move in the opposite direction.
Might have to do with that voodoo doll.
Well,
I keep getting kicked in the middle of the night for no reason.
Hey, you know.
Hey, how are those cramps? Okay. Now, Sue, did you have anything that you wanted to ask either one of them while we have them on here?
No, I just wanted to give a big shout-out to all y'all. Michelle, Mandy, both of you. I'm also a member of y'all's society, too.
Woo-hoo, great.
And,
woo! We're keeping
it. I'm
sorry, throwback to my drunk girl high school days.
Woo!
You're not put on the cheerleading outfit.
Where are the pom-poms?
Yeah.
I already have mine on.
Oh,
No,
I'm not even going to touch that.
Oh, don't even ask.
Well, y'all have a great day.
You too, hon.
Thank you, Susan.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Anymore.
We've got about 15 minutes left. If there's anybody else who would like to call in, the number is 646-595-3998.
Yes.
Feel free to call in and ask your questions or just say hi.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, she mentioned RT. Are you, both of you going, and what other events or book signings do you have coming up?
I'm not sure
if I'm going to be able to go this year. There are a lot of things going on, like a big wedding and other things, so I probably won't know until January.
Mm-hmm. I would like to say, as you know, fellow authors, you're going to get this. It's so hard to plan a year in advance for certain things because you just don't know, you know, what's going to happen. And it's a case of normally you have to plan that far in advance with the promotions and all that. And
I know it is. I unfortunately at one time had everything paid to go to RWA when it was in Washington and had business stuff come up and I couldn't. And I had to forfeit the money. So I'm a little gun-shy about planning that far in advance.
Yeah.
No, I completely understand on that one.
And
but we're hopeful. We're hopeful that she's
hopeful. We're hopeful, hussies.
We're hopeful hussies. Yes, we are.
We're always hopeful.
We're hoping we'll be there.
Yes, yes. So I'm going to segue over into Sienna's second job, and it has a little to do with promotions and that, and I guess it ties in. So I'm going with it. Run with me, ladies.
Okay. Yeah, Melissa added you on the board. So
yeah, she added you on the board. Now, what do you do with your second?
Which second?
Covers?
Second. Oh, okay.
That one, yes. And
are there more jobs that we should know about? How do you have time for them?
She'll give you the red light special, baby.
Well, you know, if you give up sleep and eat, you can get a lot done.
Oh,
amazing.
Yeah, pesky food and sleeping. Who needs that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just got Samsonite under your eyes, but who cares? I do covers for Laura's Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And for Kerrigan Press and for the Lotus Circle.
Yes. You don't just do covers. You do fantastic covers.
Oh, thank you.
Give yourself props where they're due here. Let's go.
Oh, well, we have an amazing team of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were not for having an amazing team, we wouldn't have good covers. We have a lot of talented artists who are good compositors. We have talented photographers. and we have talented graphic designers. So working as a team, we're able to put together covers that I think compete in the marketplace. But it's never just one person taking credit, because there's so much that goes into creating a cover. If I do a cover that Les Byerly, who does a lot of photography for us, he does photography, well, part of that reason that cover looks good is because he did an amazing photograph. Right. If it's a photograph that Daryl King did, you know, there again, mm-hmm. it's a team effort. So I can't take credit for the wonderful covers that come out. I enjoy doing them, and I do get to do some photography for it, which is a lot of fun, but it really is all attributed to just having an incredibly amazing team of people.
Now, do you do the setups and the pictures and that in-house at Allura's Cave, or do you do it off on site?
As a photographer, I'm interested about that on your photo shoots. How does that work?
There is a studio at the home office at Allura's Cave.
I live about an hour from it, and I've been up there several times, Matt, and I got to see the new building and all the space they gave you to finally get something.
Yay!
I was like, wow, that right there will make you salivate. Woo!
Yeah, it's like, oh, wow, a studio. Oh, it's so cool. But we have a studio, and sometimes Daryl and Will and I will do the photo shoots. Sometimes Daryl does them alone. Les, who is a freelance photographer, normally does his shoots in his studio in Philadelphia. Okay. I haven't had a chance to shoot with him yet, but I keep aggravating him about it.
Now, we have, I think it might be Robin, who wants to know how you got involved in the cover art aspect of it all.
Oh, let's see. Well, about 4 years ago, I moved from Atlanta to Florida, and I was in between jobs, freelance jobs, because I worked freelance, and I entered some graphic art contests and won a few little awards and saw a notice that said, we're looking for cover artists. So I said, oh, okay. Well, I emailed Mr. King and said, here, take a look at my stuff. And he got in touch with me and said, I'd like you to do a sample cover. I did, and after I did the sample cover, then he offered me more, and I worked for Allura's Cave for 9 months as a freelancer, and then they offered me a job.
Excellent. Now, I will never forget, Michelle and I actually visited EC headquarters together, and Raylene, who anyone who's familiar with EC knows Raylene.
Oh, yeah.
She was talking about how, at the time, EC had just gone to print and had moved over to LSI and all this stuff, and she said, our cover artist, you know, Sen, has really gotten amazing at painting clothes on people. And that stuck out in my mind, and I always, whenever I see your name somewhere, I swear that's just in the back of my head, and I always laugh. I always chuckle.
That is funny.
Because, I mean, in anyone, okay, Allura's Cave, for anyone who doesn't know, all four of us that are in here right now, we all write for Allura's Cave. Okay. And Allura's Cave, you know, they have some super sexy erotic books, and they can, you know, wow, blow your socks off. So, of course, the covers, you know, need to represent that. So a lot of them, prior to going into print, had been quite racy. And I mean, it's kind of, you know, you need, you know, that warning label on in the store. Don't look at me. So, yeah, that's
how I got it. They could be out in public.
Yes, we had to become very adept at creating clothing. Now, we became Frankensteins.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. You search through 1,000 photos and find bits and pieces of clothing that you can composite
of,
together and cover up the necessary part.
And Robin's also asking what your first cover was. What was your first cover that you've ever published?
My first cover. For Allura's Cave. Oh, gosh, what was it? I think it was Deep Heat by B.J. McCall.
Okay.
I don't really, I think that was it. I've done over 2,000 covers, so I've kind of lost track of them.
What's more thrilling, seeing your cover for the first time
in
the bookstore?
What?
I'm waiting for mine. Can you hurry up? I can't believe Nick hasn't yelled for it yet. Actually, he needs to yell me to get the books.
It's in production. It's in production.
Did I forget to mention I haven't turned back in my edit yet?
Is that like, check is in the mail, it's in production?
Exactly.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Well, I know I want to take a second here to thank you guys for coming, and I'm sure Michelle does too, because it's been a lot of fun. And we want to have you guys back on again. And we want to also cycle through and get the Hussies on, too, the other Hussies that are involved.
Oh, yeah. That would be fabulous.
Crack the whip on them and make them.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, if I get that new lasso for Christmas.
Oh, I think we can work a deal. I've got quite the connection with the sex toy shop online. I think I'm one of the, you know, most valuable customers. I'll take that bow and, yeah.
Well, and you guys are going to have to promise to be on our show because
we're planning on it.
Yeah, I think we talked about possibly looking at sometime in March coming on to say hi.
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
That would be fantastic. You're so entertaining.
They are.
What we lack in real life, we have.
Oh, let's not go there.
Okay.
We like to think we're all very exciting. Come on, we live wonderfully exciting lives. We're just exactly like the characters we write about.
As I lift my ass and smell my armpit going, yeah, glamorous. I haven't showered yet today.
I do have an extensive collection of pajama pants.
Yes, yes.
Ah,
working that runway in them.
Some of them are kind of shiny.
It can work.
The sex goddesses in our books. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
Send some of the hunks over and maybe the captain of the Royal Guard and just take care of
them. Oh, yes, we'll have to have some hunks.
Oh, definitely. It's not a day without that.
Well, next time we show up, we'll bring a hunk in tow.
Oh.
I'll tie one up and drag him on over.
Yummy. We're just going to change the name of the show to Raven Radio to Welcome, Hussies, Bring Your Hunk. Yeah.
We can do that.
We'll make sure and bring the cattle prod so they answer appropriately.
You do not want me coming over playing dominatrix.
We'll give the prod to Mandy. Woo!
They'll just be like shaking their head, yes, ma'am. Yes, Mistress Mandy, yes. We probably ought to say that next week we're going to be having guest authors. Who are they, Michelle?
Let's see. We have Eden Robbins,
yes.
Ariana Dupree, and Karen McCullough.
Yes, and they're doing an antho together. I think they're going to come and join us and talk about that. We're really excited, and I think it's fairly common knowledge. I don't know, and I'm sorry, Melissa, if I out it, that Melissa Alvarez is you know, Ariana, so it's great. We're going to have her back.
Yeah, I believe that says it on her website.
Yeah.
And if anybody has questions or topics they'd like us to discuss next week, you can email us at ravenradio@ravenhappyhour.com. Also, if you go to ravenhappyhour.com, you'll get links to all the Raven things, including the paranormal blog, the free online story, which is actually about the size of two full-length plus novels by now.
We added up the word count in that. It was over like 220,000 words for that Raven online story.
Yeah, it's all free. It's online, and you can go and read it anytime you want. And I think that was everything.
Yes, that's it. And thank you, ladies, again, for joining us. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.
Thank you. It was fun.
I enjoyed
it. And much success and happiness to you gals.
You too.
Thank you.
Yes, happy holidays.
You too.
Happy holidays to you too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Now, Michelle, before we hang up here, is there anything that you had coming out or coming out soon or anything you wanted to talk about real quick?
Well, I don't really have any new releases on the schedule coming out soon. Everything just kind of came out, Stone Queen and Along for the Ride. But I do have an exciting announcement. Last night, I just found out that I am a finalist in the Brava Novella Contest.
Woo!
And
of course, we're going to run out of time because we only have a minute left. But you guys got to visit Michelle's blog to hear a little bit more about that. I'm going to force her to put some stuff up about it. And congratulations. That's very exciting.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm still thrilled about it.
Yes. Now you've got to, you know, get that in there, and everyone's going to have to vote. Vote.
And you can go to bravaauthors.com and go to the contest forum to read the entries.
And someone's on there now in the chat room going, loved Along for the Ride. See?
Aww.
See? You're loved. See? I don't have to like you. You're loved.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us.
Thank you. And we'll see you next week
at
Wednesday from 11 to 12.
Yes, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. See you then.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.